I've never been up so high. These parachutes, they're missing proof. I've made a mistake this time. That I've made a mistake this time.
Good afternoon and welcome to yet another edition here of In You All Along on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Pete. With me here is my friend Brian. Say hi, Brian.
Good evening, Medford.
And we are going to bring you everything you ever wanted. And sometimes what you want is nothing.
I want nothing. I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. Oh, oh. I want nothing. I want nothing. Tell Zelensky to do the right thing. Don't you know? I want nothing. I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. I want nothing. I want nothing. This is the final word from the president of the U.S. Thank you.
won't you take me to Long and McQuaid. Oh yes, I'm going to Long and McQuaid. Take me to
Long and McQuaid. Long and McQuaid.
Oh yes, I'm going to
Long and McQuaid.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, there's our sound check right there for you. All right. Hello, everybody. This is one of the rare times here in You All Along where there's somebody else here in the studio with me. My friend Brian, radio veteran. Is that fair?
It's not fair to veterans or radio.
No. Okay. All right. Brian's been on the radio before, both here and otherwise, but this is the first time that it wasn't in the morning, not fully awake. So welcome awake, Brian, to your radio debut here.
Thank you. Pleasure to be back.
Brian's from Cleveland visiting for the weekend. Actually responsible for some of the music that you've heard and will hear today. In fact, what we're talking over here is bed music. This is Jeff Beck's Come Dancing from his 1976 Wired album. Does that sound right, 1976? It is 1976. All right. For some reason, I thought it was later. Anyway, I asked Brian yesterday. I said, throw me some songs because I'm lazy and I didn't really feel like finishing up my playlist. So That's what friends are for.
Yeah, and let me tell you, there's no pleasure like having a listener suggestion played on the radio and then actually seeing it played physically. It's an extra dimension of awesome.
Well, there's not much to look at here, but it's pretty, yeah. You're here.
Since they took out the water feature.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell me why you picked this song. What? Give us something.
It's especially if you're more familiar with Jeff Beck's, the really famous stuff in the late 60s, early 70s, the various bands he's been a part of. This is decidedly un-Beck-like compared to that. One of the things I really liked about it, and this entire album too, is that it's got a few people, a few members, like Max Middleton is on keys on this album, participated in some of his earlier projects as well, but it's kind of a different vibe. It's got a little bit of that, sort of the creeping essence of like the Studio 54 and Disco Biscuits influence creep kicking in there. But kind of the same thread that you hear in like Rolling Stones, like Miss You, kind of like the four on the floor beat and everything.
I don't know. I don't think I own any recordings by Jeff Beck. And, there's only so much time. But I read something about some other people collaborating on this album, and now I forget who they were. But it sounds like it was... Him branching out into the spirit of the moment of the times. Before that, another Brian pick was a band called Partner from, where did we decide they were from? New Brunswick. From Sackville, New Brunswick.
By way of Windsor, Ontario.
Yeah, now in Windsor, Ontario. And that song was called Long in the Quaid from their Saturday the 14th EP from this year. And why that song? Tell us the story there. Where did that come from?
So I spent the better part of half of my time for the past 4 years north of the border in the hospitality of our neighbors in Canada. And they get quite a bit of airplay. It's one of those bands that's played quite a lot on the radio there and hasn't necessarily gotten the same traction down here. But they're just a ton of fun. Really, really good, tight songwriting, cheeky lyrics.
What's Long and McQuaid?
It's the Canadian equivalent of Guitar Center.
And the song you'll hear at the end, they mentioned they close the song by telling you that the song was written at Long and McQuaid. Fully immersive experience. Thank you for those tracks. Before that, we heard from none other than Juliana Hatfield, who has an album out. She has gotten really prolific in the past few years. She has an album out of entirely Police covers. It's brand new. Came out like a week ago. Called Juliana Hatfield Sings the Police. And that's one of my very favorite Police songs. It's All Right for You. Before that, for those of you who've been following along online and pounding home the same theme that everybody else is pounding home at you this week, that song was I Want Nothing from the band Four More Years, a New York hardcore band. And that was from their 2013 album, We'll Fight You, 2013 EP. Prior to that was a band called Flight School with their days-old track called I Want Nothing, which of course is a reading of the most famous hand-scrawled note of our time, which has also become the most common lyrics of songs that have come out this week or that have been written and recorded and released this week. Yeah, you all know the words. You can sing along at home next time when you go back and listen to the archive. I thought about playing all of the tracks that have popped up online the past couple of days with those words as their lyrics. And honestly, they're coming out too fast to keep up. There was like a Smiths or Morrissey version. What else? There was like a Ramones style version, which was the first thing I thought of when I saw it. Anyway, so it is 5:17 and 30 something seconds down here at the corner of Boston Ave and College Ave. I have a whole bunch of more music to play for you here, a whole bunch of time to fill with more chit chat. So let's get back to it, shall we?
Just what I am, I can't help it if I'm in love with you. Why must I sail my ship alone without a friend? My thoughts are on you, I dare not ask again. Why must I sail my ship alone without a friend? My thoughts are on you, I dare not ask again. I'm all alone and together we'll go. Please love me and say that you will be mine.
I'm not as bad as I was, not as good as I could be. At least that's what I keep telling me, just to try to stay sane. If I wanna die happy, but who wants to die happy? It's not as good as it sounds. Don't forget that you're dead. All my old bad habits, they used to keep me alive. Now I don't know what happened, gotta put them aside. Someone threw a switch and I threw a fit. Now I gotta be a new man just to keep the old one from dying. Not as bad as I was, not as good as I could be. At least that's what I keep telling me, if I wanna stay sane. If I wanna die happy, but who wants to die happy? It's not as good as it sounds. Don't forget that you're dead. Which do I like better? Hungry and alive, or dead and satisfied? If I can't kill me, maybe no one else can too. I keep it on my mind, all the things that I've tasted, all the luck that I've misread, whatever lies up ahead. The best of it was time with you. I'm not as bad as I was, not as good as I could be. At least that's what I keep telling me, just to try and stay sane. If I want to die happy, but who wants to die happy? It's not as good as it sounds. Don't forget that you're dead.
Mahalo, 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 mahalo.
know, keeping it funky straight from the set into the mic break here. Sorry, I'm adjusting my... There we go. You know, I never understood before I ever had to talk into a microphone on a regular basis about monitors. And you know, you always hear, you go to shows, I'm not a musician, but I've gone to see a lot of music. I never fully understood why they were so concerned about the monitors. And I'm like, well, it sounds fun. They can't hear themselves. And when I hear other people on the radio, they start talking and they stop. It's because they can't hear themselves. And so sometimes I have to fiddle around with the knobs because I don't know how loud I'm talking until I know how loud I'm talking, if that makes any sense. But anyway, my problems are not important. What's important is that we just heard Tim Maia with his song Sossego. Tim Maia, the Brazilian legend. That was from his 1978 album Disco Club, after he had returned from cult life, to which he had retreated briefly in the mid-70s. Tim Maia is one of my favorite discoveries that I have found just digging around for music to play. And go out there and listen to more yourself. For that, we heard the Beach Boys' Do You Like Worms, which is parenthetically titled Roll Plymouth Rock. That's one of those sort of, I don't know how fully conceived songs that came out of what was left from the attempt to make Smile, their 1966-67 album that didn't quite see the light of day. I'm going to read you what it says on Wikipedia here, because this is quite a description. I play this because Roll Plymouth Rock, you know, Thanksgiving. Little did I know. Do You Like Worms was imagined as a lyrical journey across the United States from coast to coast, relating mostly to manifest destiny and westward expansion. According to Van Dyke Parks, it's about bringing this Euro sensibility into the taming of the American continent from Plymouth Rock to Waikiki. It is seen through the eyes of a protagonist named the Bicycle Rider. Several couplets written by Parks in 1966, but only a few are ever recorded. And it goes on and on. You can read all that yourself on your internet-enabled device that you're probably listening to this on right now. Anyway, there you go. There's my statement song for Thanksgiving. Before that, we had our own local favorite, Nick Zeno, with his brand new song, not even released. I think it's coming out next Friday, Who Wants to Die Happy, off of the album Habitual Salvation. And we opened up that set, of course, with Gordon Lightfoot, who just turned 81, with Go My Way from the Canadian legend's Summer Side of Life from, way back when. This is sort of a Canadian, we got a couple Canadian themes here, thanks to Brian. And speaking of Brian, Brian is going to do us the honor of telling us a story this week, a special story. What's the story going to be on this week, Brian?
The story is going to be about pedestrian safety.
Oh, that's a story we can all relate to. As long as we've ever stood up and walked. Tell us about pedestrian safety, Brian.
Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep the road safe. So when you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. Remember, it's the law to stop for pedestrians where they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. And when you're walking, remember, the drivers may not see you, so continue to watch for all traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. This life-saving message is brought to you by your friends at WFMO in Medford.
Maybe even WMFO. But I can't imagine. Lives have been saved today, and let's just all take a moment and be thankful.
Absolutely true. Pedestrian safety is of paramount importance. As my aunt told me on my first trip alone when I was a mere 12 years old, actually to Boston before I lived here million years ago as well. Head up, eyes forward, keep your head on a swivel, looking for everything around you. So be sure to stay aware of your surroundings.
That's better advice, I think, than even was in the PSA. But we needed to eat up some time, so I'm glad the PSA had all that long-winded verbiage as well. Cool. All right. Well, speaking of time, we are here at 5:36 p.m. What are your plans for this weekend, Brian?
The first of three Thanksgiving meals. A good friend of mine, good friend of ours, is hosting the 22nd.
It's something that I don't know. I've lost count. It's at least 21, and I think it's probably 22. But thank you to Ty Veldy for years and years and years of stuffing us silly. And yeah, well, on that note, let's stuff everybody else full of more musical delights, shall we? We've got one more set to go, so stay tuned.
Together, I and I. Station 51, man trapped. 2218 North Hill. 2218 North Hill. Cross Street Burnside.
We'll be right back. Oh man, it is over. It's almost over.
It's never over.
Well, the song is when it's over, so it's kind of over. It's almost over. It's almost over isn't as good a song. But it is time to explain a few things. Like, we just heard from the Barbarones with their song, The Final Word. The Barbarones are from Sofia, Bulgaria. And that's from their 2014 album called The Party. That is The Final Word from the DJ here. Not quite. Before that, we heard The Mice with Downtown from their 1985 album For Almost Ever. Brian, that was another Brian pick. Brian, tell me why The Mice. Tell everyone why The Mice.
They are actually not widely known band from Cleveland back in the 1980s, but had a huge influence on dozens of other bands. So you can kind of hear the what they put down on their albums, the influence of that on tons of other records. They've been cited by a number of different musicians and groups as influential. And they basically disappeared off the map. They started getting a little bit of traction. The lead guitarist and singer decided he had enough, and that was it. And they disappeared for about 25 years until they reissued that album.
Well, I have never heard them before, knowingly, and so thanks so much for that. Before that, we heard Hair Magic from Highland Park, New Jersey, with Randy Mantooth, their new single about everyone's favorite paramedic from the TV show Emergency, Mr. John Gage there, firefighter John Gage, excuse me. Before that, we heard Justin Potts from Portland, Oregon, with Quid Pro Quo, a song, one of many songs of that name, probably getting a lot of airplay this week, from 2007's album E.O. Hippus. And we opened up with Bosk, B-O-S-Q. He is from Boston, but these days located down there in Colombia. And that was his song Change, featuring Jimmy Riley on his 2015 album Celestial Strut. That is it. So we had in this show, we had I Want Nothing, I Want Nothing, Quid Pro Quo, and The Final Word. If you can guess the theme, go right on to facebook.com/inyouallalong and let me know, and maybe you'll win a prize. Maybe. Anyway, thanks so much for tuning in. Thank you, Brian, for joining me here in the studio today. It's always a pleasure.
It's been entirely my pleasure. Thank you for having me. And thank you, people of Medford, for joining us as well.
And all around the world, live on WMFO.org. Thanks to everyone for tuning in. Stay tuned for Celtic Dusk coming up right after this here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.